The word today is forward. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. The Bible could be considered a historical account of people attempting to move forward in faith. All people should be making progress in their relationship to the Lord. And sometimes it involves actually moving, as Abraham did, or the Israelites did when they left Egypt. Pastor Paul has taught that all living things grow, and our faith must grow as well. Here to discuss further this important topic is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Forward.
In recent years, there's been talk of sending people to Mars, and frankly, I think that's a ridiculous idea. It doesn't seem to make much sense to utilize all the resources it would take in an attempt to send people out to that planet when we have plenty of problems for humans here to resolve on Earth. We do know one thing, though, based on current technology, that if you sent people off to Mars, it would be a one-way trip, as they say. We're going to be talking today about one direction, one way forward, moving forward in the Lord and not turning back. We think about things in life that are one direction. I remember a person who taught gun safety saying, "You always have to think before you pull a trigger because a fired bullet does not return." We think about waterfalls such as Victoria Falls or Niagara Falls. It becomes a point of no return. You are going over. We think about the probes that were sent out into space. Those are sent out not to return again. Well, here's an event in the Bible. The crossing of the Red Sea that is recounted in Exodus chapter 14 was a one-way trip through the water. And in fact, it was called in the New Testament a baptism of the Jewish people. What an amazing analogy that is, to think of them as being baptized into the Lord through the Red Sea. We'll get to that in just a little bit. But for now, we got to think about this one direction, moving forward. And, you know, the situation with the people of Israel as they came out of Egypt was that now they thought they were free. But no, the Pharaoh changes his mind one last time. You know, you would think that after 10 demonstrations of God's power and punishment upon Egypt, that the Pharaoh finally would have had his ego broken. But here's something. God had hardened his heart. Of course, this started with the Pharaoh resisting, until God confirmed it and allowed his heart to be utterly hardened to self-destruction. And so, it shouldn't be all that shocking then that the Pharaoh once again changes his mind, and after he's let the Jewish people go, he sends his army after them. This is an interesting side point, a side lesson for us today. You may shake yourself free from sin. God may give you deliverance, but it doesn't mean that sin might not chase you. This is something interesting. You have to be aware that you can attempt to extract yourself from a bad situation, but there may be people and circumstances that keep trying to come after you, to continue to suck you in, to bring you back to that sin and that trouble and that problem. Be aware. Repentance means being done with it, leaving it in the past. So watch out that you do not pursue sin. You can't turn back to it. You must leave it in the past. But there may be times when people or situations might pursue you to have you sin sexually or to gamble or to do alcohol or drugs. that would be to your destruction. You are not to shirk your responsibility to keep moving forward in the Lord. When you repent, it means you turn and you turn away from these things. So just letting you know that, you know, you may be attempting to make a good effort to do the holy thing and the right thing in God's eyes, and then there might be people or circumstances that attempt to chase you and bring you back to sin. You'll have to resist that. In fact, it's interesting how the Lord says to the Jewish people that are standing on the shore of the Red Sea that they are to stand firm and they will see the deliverance the Lord will bring them. That's mentioned in verse 13. Notice how it says stand firm. That phrase is used in resistance, like in battle. Stand your ground. Don't give way. Just the Lord was going to fight this battle for them, and they were to not shrink back and cave in. Interesting also how Lord provides this wall of fire between the army of Egypt and the Jewish people. It says all night the cloud that had gone before them, the presence of the Lord, now stood like a force field, like a shield between the army of the Egyptians and the Jewish people. So the Lord was literally protecting them. And then when they crossed the Red Sea, this is recounted for us in Exodus chapter 14, the Lord parts the water. This is a miraculous event. And I recall that archaeologically they have found pillars that I believe date back to the time of Solomon that are on each side of the shores of the Red Sea that recount the crossing of the Red Sea. What a fantastic archaeological find. Just amazing that these things would be there. And it certainly confirms the historicity of the event, that the ancient people, even back to the time of Solomon, took this as a literal event, a true historical occurrence. So the people go through the Red Sea, and remember that I referred to it as a baptism. Now, one of the things I want you to understand is that when the people went through the Red Sea, were baptized into the Lord, they were supposed to live as his people. This was supposed to be the fundamental change. That should have been the signal that everything, the wickedness, the lewdness, the idolatry of Egypt, all of that should have been left behind. And when they went to Mount Sinai, they were supposed to be God's people, ratified by a covenant. And yet they kept falling into sin. So in the New Testament, the Jewish people who crossed through the Red Sea, it's recounted in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, and it's given to us as a warning. And this lesson today is supposed to be a warning to people that want to serve God, that want to follow the Lord, to keep moving forward. Don't backtrack. Don't turn back to sin, because you've been baptized in Jesus Christ. You're to live a new life in the Lord Jesus, not go back to the old self, not go back to the old sinful habits. If you have a new birth in the Lord Jesus, then you have to have new behaviors in the Lord. And in 1 Corinthians 10, Paul says, I don't want you to be ignorant of the fact, brothers, that our forefathers were all under the cloud and that they all passed through the sea. They were all baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. They went through this amazing experience to make them God's people. But it says here in verse 5 of 1 Corinthians 10, nevertheless, God was not pleased with most of them. Their bodies were scattered over the desert. Why? Because of their relentless return to sin. They kept backtracking. They didn't move forward. They kept going back to idolatry and sexual immorality. And God was displeased enough that he had their bodies fall in the desert. This is a warning to you. When you commit yourself to the Lord Jesus, you have to keep moving forward in faith. You don't go back to your previous life. You're to be dead to that life. Christian baptism gives us forgiveness through our Lord Jesus Christ. It's not a work of yourself. It's God's forgiveness through our Savior Jesus. He died on the cross and rose again so that you might die to sin and rise to a new life in him. There's no turning back. It's one direction. Jesus' call upon you is a lifetime call. It's not temporary. It's permanent, and it is to go until the day you die. So the warning that Israel has given us is that they were baptized. They were led under the cloud, literally led around by the Lord. They ate the manna, the food that God gave them in the wilderness, and God gave them water to drink from rock even. And yet they still turn back to sin. What a terrible mistake. That's why I'm telling you today that if you're hearing this message, repent of your sin. If you were baptized in the Lord Jesus and have been wandering or neglecting that call, repent of it. Get back on track. Keep moving forward. We have to take seriously the call of God that calls us heavenward in Christ Jesus, not to get bogged down, not to turn back to our sins of our previous life. It's a dangerous game to say, oh, I was baptized, I'm okay, but then to live a worldly life. It is a dangerous game to neglect growth and to start to foster sinful habits, to become worldly. Don't do it. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 12 says, so if you think you're standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. I tell the young people, don't dance over the line. Don't go into worldliness and think you're going to be protected and safe to try to act like a pagan and act like a worldly person. And then you can always come back and get God's forgiveness and safety. Don't play the game. The call today is that the Lord God wants you to give your life to Jesus Christ. And he wants to give you new birth and a new life in the Lord Jesus. That is a one-way trip. It is a one-way movement. You don't circle back to sin. You don't go back to old sinful habits. You keep moving forward. Please continue to seek to repent of your sin, to turn to the Lord Jesus, to follow his call. It is a commitment to the Savior and to the new life in Jesus Christ. And God, with his power and his Spirit, will continue to lead you, continue to bring you along so that you will put the old sinful self in the past and live the new life to the glory of Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for the Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find the Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org. to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support the Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at the Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have the Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.